Hello and welcome back to the Sit Back and Chat podcast. I'm here with a little tiny episode on spinning the block, going back to the past, and how we're just not doing that anymore. I'm sorry. As someone who used to be a professional going back to the passer, I'm just going to let you guys know right now that this is a terrible idea. Don't do it. Protect your peace. You may think that X person in my past could never compare to someone in my future, like I just want to go back to them, but you know what? I'm all for being delusional, but not in this sense. Like, there's a point in time where we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to. This episode is very insightful with a little sprinkle of tough love. I have to hammer what I'm saying into your head because trust me, I've been there and I've done that and yikes. I don't care if you think you miss them. I don't care if you're bored. My friend always tells me if you're bored, read a book. So in that case, come sit back and chat with me, Brooklyn B. You have to leave the past in the past. And I know that this can come off as a no-brainer, and I've always known this, but it's so tempting to try to double back or spin the block or just go back to things of your past because you're just so used to it, you're familiar, comfortable, bored, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of reasons why someone may want to go back to their past, but the past is the past for a reason. This is especially true when it comes to people in your past, and I need you to listen to me very closely and very carefully. Never double back and never spin the block. I am saying this from experience. Do not do it. I cannot stress this enough. Trust and believe that I know all about wanting to go back to the past, wanting to go back to a specific person, whatever the case may be. And the best way that I can describe spinning the block is thinking about it as an actual block that you're driving on. You've already driven on this block in the neighborhood or wherever you're at, and you know what to expect. The potholes, the houses, the scenery, you know what's going to be there. And although that might seem comforting that you know where you are, you know what to expect, it's an illusion, it's a hoax, it's a setup, don't do it. Because when you're spinning the block, that implies that you've already driven on this block before. And going to the past is always going to show you what you've already seen. Therefore, you can't go back to the past and expect things to be different. And if you are, you are quite literally playing yourself. You can spin the block and be like, okay, they filled in some potholes and this one house on the corner got a paint job. But at the end of the day, the concept still remains the same. Going back to something that ended for a reason, especially if it's a negative reason, is the ultimate disrespect to yourself, honestly. You are pretty much subjecting yourself to be exposed to or involved with what caused things to end in the first place. And what is the point of that? For example, when people go back to their exes and things ultimately don't work out again for the second time, they're like, oh my gosh, I should have gotten back with them. Like, I should have known this was going to happen. And it's like, yeah, you honestly should have, because people love patterns. People love repetition. I'm definitely not going to sit here and say that people don't change, because some people do change, but emphasis on some. You have to want to change. 9 times out of 10, people aren't going to change for you. They're changing for themselves. So even if they did change, that doesn't mean that your situation with them will. Although someone can change for the better, the outcome can always remain the same. Another thing that is super common is people thinking that they miss people when they really don't. You most likely miss how things were at the time, and the at the time part is very, very important to this. Missing how things used to be or how things used to be at a certain point in time is independent of the person that it was involved with. You do not miss that person individually, most likely. You just miss who they were at the time. And because of that, before you spin the block or double back, you have to understand that who they are now, who you are now, and how that would combine now usually does not match up with the reality that you miss. You can sit around and be like, I miss so-and-so, but they probably don't even align with the version of them that you miss. So going back to them in present day is not going to fix that. That time is no longer your reality, and you can't force it to be. And let's keep in mind that I'm talking about this from a perspective of things ending for a negative reason, not just someone that you were friends with that you haven't talked to in a while. Like, that's completely different. I'm talking about a bad breakup, even a mutual breakup. Like, you broke up for a reason, broken boundaries, figuring out that you don't align with the person in the slightest anymore, a breach of trust, like the list goes on. Like you know what I'm trying to get at. So once things end for a legitimate reason, especially if it was negative, it is very hard for things to be the same again, especially if it's been a while since the peak of that connection. Especially if it's been a while. Like, if you have not dated this person in 2 years, why are we going backwards? Like, it's honestly getting kind of crazy. Like, just leave them where they're at. We must always move forward. We must prevail. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not claiming this. So when you double back / bend the block, just know that it's usually always disappointing because things aren't how they used to be. You know, you just realize afterwards that there was just really no point of that. And a lot of the times you regret it. So don't even subject yourself to regret, disappointment, and feeling stupid. All in all, stop opening books that you've already read before and expecting the story to be different. The story is always going to be the same. You might be able to interpret it differently, but at the end of the day, the concept remains the same. I can already hear the people that are like, I went back to the past and my relationship is stronger than ever. My friendship is stronger than it was before. And you know what? More power to you, period. That's great for you. Personally, I'm not going to take the risk of continuing to put money in a slot machine that I've already lost 10 times on. That's just me. In high school, my AP economics teacher used to always say that there's a reason that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror, and that is because you're not supposed to focus on the past. You're just supposed to merely glance at it and, you know, look back. That's it. A quick glance that you can maybe reflect on, but then after that, like, we have to keep it pushing. We have to. I'm sorry. There has not been one time where I've gone back to the past and I'm like, yeah, that ate. Like, I'm glad I did that. Like, it's been the complete opposite every single time. Like, what is that telling us? You can go back to the past and things can start off great, but then, you know, it's inevitable that eventually the reason why it ended in the first place is going to creep back into the new situation that you tried to create. Once you leave the past alone, you make so much more room for your future and for good things to come to you. I know it's hard, especially if you're used to trying to go back to the past and things like that, but just know that if you're bored, literally read a book, go for a walk, do literally anything else. And also, if you're going back to someone because you're bored, like, you're not only gassing their head up because now they think that you miss them, even if you really don't, you're just bored. But I don't know, it's just not a good look. I would say guys especially expect you to reach back out to them after some time. So be the difference, be the person that never talks to them again and stands on that. Don't be predictable. Be the girl that's just like, oh my gosh, she literally like never reached out to me again, like ever. And keep it that way. The second you reach out, you're stroking their ego. It's getting embarrassing. Like just to keep it a buck, like, it's embarrassing. Like, just no, I'm trying to save you from the embarrassment that I've experienced. Plus, you're opening yourself up for that whole thing of, oh my gosh, she reached out to me and I rejected her. Like, yeah, don't even give them that opportunity. Last thing that I'm going to touch on is absolutely positively do not end something with someone unless you're going to stand on the fact that you're ending it. There is nothing more clownish than ending something with someone just to go back with them. Especially if you told everyone. I'm not even calling anyone out because I've literally done this before. So, like, I'm literally speaking from experience, and I was being a clown. Like, I was goofy for that. So yeah, never do that. If you're gonna end something, stand on it, because once you end it, like, that's the end. It's over and we're done, period. But that is the end of today's episode, so thank you so much for sitting back and chatting with me. I recorded on a whim. This was just kind of on my mind, so I'm like, let me get mic'd up and help you out. Please be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast to know when new episodes are coming out. I will see you when I see you. Have an amazing day. Hugs and kisses. Mwah, mwah. Catch you later.